Enabling your care providers with prompt access to patient data is critical to providing quality care. Ensuring the security of that data is critical to patient data privacy and HIPAA compliance. The good news, solutions like Thin Clients at the point of care can provide a platform that offers your providers access to the data they need while supporting the security and the privacy that your environment requires. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be talking with Evan McHugh of HP. Evan is responsible for all of the channel and mid-market sales relationships around HP's client virtualization line and joins the conversation to discuss the benefits of implementing HP Thin Client solutions within the healthcare industry. Evan, thank you for taking time and joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me, James. Happy to be here and look forward to talking to you.
First thing I want to do is talk about HP and the healthcare vertical, because a lot of folks know HP have gone lockstep with technology for many decades. But within healthcare, I want to talk about what is it that HP really brings to those healthcare organizations and specifically those IT departments there?
I think we bring a one-stop shop to the IT departments within healthcare. We've have a tremendous lineage and experience with them. I think we're known for having very solid technology from our desktops to our tablets and the innovation that we're going to be coming out with a Slate computer here, but more importantly, the ability to knit the data center, the storage, the applications together and really leverage this ecosystem that we've built both ourselves with our application partners and our solution partners like PC Connection.
What I want to talk about now is data, and we know the data growth in all organizations is just growing every year, healthcare even more so. So much information frequently being captured and accessed on a daily basis within these clinical settings. I want to talk for a moment here and hear how, again, HP technology can really improve some of the workflow that's going on in these clinics and in these hospital settings because of, again, we could get overwhelmed by data and have our nurses and practitioners spending so much time in front of machines, they wouldn't be spending any time in front of patients.
I think that's a really good point. And one of the things that HP's done in this case is really work with both our storage technology and also the application providers to enable us to share, manage, and protect that data more efficiently. From the desktop perspective, we focused on working from a virtualization perspective to eliminate or reduce dramatically the amount of time spent logging on and logging off from a terminal. But we've also worked with the EMR application providers to optimize that and speed that process up and simplify the user interface. We've also done things like digital signage and kiosks to be able to provide on-the-go workstations and information centers for the providers to be brought up to speed as to where the patients are located in the hospital, where they are on the floor, and then also back into the data center to be able to ensure that that data is also managed and backed up and recovered correctly and the archives are done, and also really taking a key look here at being able to do this both from a wired and wireless perspective. One of the things HP's done, I think, that's really differentiated themselves from a networking perspective is we've spent a lot of time looking at the applications and how they can perform more efficiently over wireless networks to enable the providers to do more and the to do more wirelessly and to do more on the go where the patients are located, as opposed to being tethered to a specific workstation, recognizing that the doctor or the nurse or the provider or the consultant may have to go from room to room throughout their day, and doing that in a wireless fashion is really the way that we see this industry moving, and doing that in a very secure fashion.
Absolutely. Not just room to room, clinic to clinic. They could be spread out in a campus setting, different areas within another city or a regional area. So definitely see the benefits there. Let's do this. I said in the introduction that we're going to talk a little bit about the HP Thin Client solutions there, and maybe we can attack it this way. Let's hear a couple of the common challenges just faced by organizations in general with rolling out thin clients. Take a minute there and then maybe dive us deeper into specifically unique challenges within healthcare in rolling out thin clients.
Sure. So some of the things that we've seen from a thin client perspective, I think that are universal, the common challenges in rolling them out is really the institutional thinking and the perception that, oh my goodness, my desktop experience is going to fundamentally change. The PC environment has been a very static and very mature environment for upwards of 20 years now. And I think people are concerned when they hear the word thin client that they're going back to the days of a green and black screen and a terminal that they may have worked on 30 years ago. That's clearly not the case. We've got a very rich portfolio of multimedia-capable terminals that have a small footprint and a small environmental impact and consumption that enable us to be able to mount these in concealed, out-of-the-way places to reclaim valuable desktop space. And I think the other concern that people have is that the log-on and log-off time is going to continue to be a real challenge. That's really the number one thing that I see that providers are trying to solve to reclaim some valuable time with both the patient and provide the users with a secure and flexible way to get on and off of the environment in a seamless, boundaryless fashion. One of the big challenges, I think, specific to healthcare that is really important to recognize is secure access to the specific patient's data to ensure that they're able to audit that, that the correct provider is able to access the correct patient data in a quick fashion, that the relevant data is brought to the forefront, that they're able to access the right modules within their medical record application to be able to pull up either the prescription management or the care management or the patient management information systems in a very quick, seamless fashion. And that when they log out of that session and go on to the next patient, that that data is captured and stored specifically back in the data center away from the desktop device, but more importantly, that it's done in such a way that it is easily tracked and audited for regulatory requirements.
In my understanding, with some of those regulatory requirements, it's things like you can't be leaving patient data up on a screen. So you want the ability when a practitioner walks away from that terminal, from that client, that immediately that kind of logs off, gets rid of that patient data, again, saves it back to the data center, so that another practitioner walking by doesn't see that sensitive information, correct?
That's correct, and that's one thing that we've been working on quite a bit in the last little while from an enterprise single sign-on perspective, but also to make sure that we have the ability to leverage roaming profiles so that when the user logs in, they're able to go from room to room, but do that in a seamless fashion, but that the log-off and therefore the log-on time is very quick so people don't get lazy waiting for the session to log off.
Since we're on this idea, let's continue a little bit more here. Things like HIPAA compliance, the security of the data, the patient information, all of these are really mandated within the medical environment that these things are kept secure. Focus a little bit more here on, again, a thin client solution, really helping to ensure that that sensitive patient data is kept secure at all times. Maybe another anecdote or two.
Well, I think the first thing you need to realize in a thin client environment is that there's no hard drive. So all of the technical challenges that people have built into managing their desktop environment today to ensure that the data is stored away from that hard drive, that the hard drive itself is encrypted, that the antivirus and the policies are enforced on that desktop to make it secure, to a certain extent go away because the thin client by its very nature forces you to store that data in the data center. I think that's probably the first thing that people need to realize in this context, that the data is coming from and going back to the data center without any real risk of it leaking off of that device. All of the USB ports are able to be locked out and audited, and we're able to do alerts based on the security of the devices. We're able to track them and manage them remotely from a single point of management, which is important in that whole doing more with less theme or doing more relevant functions than simply just managing desktops. I think every desktop manager would love to be able to go tackle the five projects that they have relative to deploying desktops in new places and refreshing older ones more quickly and increasing the level and the quality of service that they're providing to their users who are in turn looking after the patients. And I think one of the key things that thin clients bring to the table is that centralized management and that single pane of glass to be able to manage that desktop environment remotely. That lends itself to being able to deploy desktops in a very stable, consistent fashion in areas that are typically very hard to do break-fix work on and do systems management on, like an operating room theater or an MRI suite. It's important to recognize that there are just as much technology requirements now, probably more so than we've ever seen inside the operating theater and inside the imaging centers to be able to manage that data and capture and look and use the technology that's available to do that in a secure fashion. But it also has to be very robust and reliable, and it has to be almost like dial tone today where we go to access that desktop. It just has to work. And I think that's one of the things from a thin client perspective that we're able to leverage the best practices enterprise capabilities that the data center brings to the table and really bring that enterprise computing all the way forward to the desktop.
Evan McHugh with HP joining me on Connection Point today. Let's talk about, we've heard some of the benefits, obviously, of rolling out this technology for the IT, for overall the hospital experience. We touched a little bit on how this improves the care provider's experience. Let's also hear a little bit here about maybe, again, one or two ideas of how this helps nurses and doctors provide better patient care service. And ultimately, what are some of the benefits for patients? Why should you and I, when we take off our technology hats and we think of ourselves or loved ones as patients, how is this helping us?
I think from a patient perspective, the first thing that this type of a technology does, again, is that it enables the providers, the caregivers, to see more patients. You know, it tackles a lot of, or enables hospitals to tackle the walkout rate within an emergency room. I can see and process more patients from an administration perspective more quickly because I'm able to provide more desktops per square foot because they're smaller. I also think it enables you to provide them in a more robust fashion. And again, if I have to sign on, depending on my EMR application, to sign on to see a specific patient's record, I don't have to spend 2 or 3 minutes logging on and off of each application or each desktop each time I move from room to room or location to location. Those 2 to 3 minutes could be the difference between seeing an additional 5 patients an hour for a particular caregiver and reducing that walkout rate within an emergency room rather dramatically. I think the other thing that we need to recognize is that being able to access that data quickly and effectively and allow the patient to feel that they're participating in an active care management plan with their doctor so that they can see the image, that they can see the record, they can see what's being written down in their chart, they can participate in a more active fashion is something that I believe we're able to achieve more efficiently when we start to deploy a more efficient desktop solution than we've traditionally used over the last 20 years with a classical PC environment.
Evan, we've talked about the people, we've talked about the technology. Let's talk a little bit as we close out here about process. Give me one or two top recommendations on how an organization can start putting together, developing that right thin client strategy so that they can reap a lot of the benefits that we've talked about today.
I think it's important that, first off, you recognize you need to work with a technology provider like PC Connections that has the expertise to come in and assess your environment in a collaborative fashion with you, that's able to make adjustments in their process and methodology based on your needs, and ultimately engage in an end-to-end assessment of how you look at both your workflow and your technology requirements to be able to craft that solution. We have 9 different thin clients in our product line. We make those for a reason. There are an infinite number of servers and storage technologies that are out there that HP manufactures as well. I think it requires the right set of technology and, more importantly, the right set of skills to be able to knit that together with the right application and leverage the experience that we have with our application providers that we've done a lot of work with from an integration perspective and a testing perspective to ensure that we sell you and integrate for you the right-sized and right-priced solution based on your needs. And it starts with that assessment. I know that sounds a little hackneyed, and everyone says, well, you got to start with an assessment. But the old adage of if you don't know where you're going, you won't know when you get there is really important in this case, because at the end of the day, we have a number of people depending on us in the healthcare arena, both from a care provider and where we make our revenues, but also our patients. And we don't want the patient care to suffer as we start to implement the dreaded new computer system, especially at the desktop level where people become very accustomed to working in that environment day in and day out because it's the most frequent piece of technology that they use short of a cell phone.
Evan McHugh from HP, my guest today on Connection Point. Evan, really appreciate you taking time and talking with me today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And, of course, thank you to our listeners. If you are interested in learning more about HP Thin Client Solutions for point of care, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. PC Connection is your health connection, bringing together the best healthcare-specific technology products, making it easy to find the unique solutions that you need to support your healthcare IT needs. Engage their Health Connection Certified Account Team today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can learn more by visiting govconnection.com/health. Also call 1-800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us today.